Part 2. At the Sleepy Hollow. August 12, 1841. After leaving the book at Mr. Emerson's, I returned through the woods, and entering Sleepy Hollow, I perceived a lady reclining near the path which bends along its verge. It was Margaret herself. She had been there the whole afternoon, meditating or reading, for she had a book in her hand, with some strange title, which I did not understand and have forgotten. She said that nobody had broken her solitude, and was just giving utterance to a theory that no inhabitant of Concord ever visited Sleepy Hollow, when we saw a whole group of people entering the sacred precincts. Most of them followed a path which led them remote from us, but an old man passed near us and smiled to see Margaret lying on the ground and me sitting by her side. He made some remark about the beauty of the afternoon and withdrew himself into the shadow of the wood. Then we talked about autumn, and about the pleasures of getting lost in the woods, and about the crows whose voices Margaret had heard, and about the experiences of early childhood, whose influence remains upon the character after the recollection of them has passed away, and about the sight of mountains from a distance and the view from their summits, and about other matters of high and low philosophy. In the midst of our talk we heard footsteps above us, on the high bank, and while the intruder was still hidden among the trees, he called to Margaret, of whom he had gotten a glimpse. Then he emerged from the green shade, and behold, it was Mr. Emerson, who, in spite of his clerical consecration, had found no better way of spending the Sabbath than to ramble among the woods. He appeared to have had a pleasant time, for he said that there were muses in the woods today, and whispers to be heard in the breezes. It being now nearly 6 o'clock, we separated, Mr. Emerson and Margaret towards his home, and I towards mine, where my little wife was very busy getting tea. Last evening there was the most beautiful moonlight that ever hallowed this earthly world, and when I went to bathe in the river, which was as calm as death, it seemed like plunging down into the sky. But I would rather be on earth than even in the seventh heaven just now.